The Holy Father has just concluded an ecumenical meeting with other Christian leaders in the Czech Republic and is now at a meeting with the academic community of the country. But Linda Bordoni is in Prague and joins us live on the line. Good evening, Linda.
Good evening, Charles. Yes, as you just mentioned, the Pope met with members of the Ecumenical Council of Churches in the Czech Republic. This is a particularly poignant event, as historically Czech lands were the cradle of Protestantism. The Czech priest and academic Jan Hus, who was also rector of the city's Charles University, is known as the morning star of the Protestant Reformation. He condemned corruption in the church and was a key contributor to the Protestant movement, as well as being a major influence on Martin Luther himself some 100 years later. In 1415, Hus was condemned by a general council of the church and burned at the stake as a heretic. And a historian has told me that the Hussite movement he spawned turned Prague and all of Bohemia into a real center of anti-Catholic activity. However, that enmity is long past, and reconciliation has been ongoing for decades. In 1990, Pope John Paul II organized an important symposium dedicated to Jan Hus, during which apologies were made and friction was ironed out. But Charles, I'd like to say something about the Pope's discourse this afternoon to the ecumenical representatives.
What did he say?
Well, picking up on the theme he has highlighted constantly since his arrival here yesterday, he recalled the collapse of the communist regime, saying that in these past 20 years, Christians have been able to join together with others of goodwill in helping to rebuild a just political order. But, he said, society must be beware of a growing tendency today to separate the gospel from intellectual and public life. In a nutshell, he invited Christians to join forces and work strenuously towards unity. He said that we should engage in a mutual self-critique of modernity and of modern Christianity. And touching on another theme, that is, it's really a red ribbon running through this journey, Pope Benedict highlighted Europe's Christian roots, saying we must not forget that it is thanks to the Christian faith that in the old continent the fundamental principles of justice and freedom were able to affirm themselves. So Christians, he said, must have the courage to proclaim the richness of Christian faith for the good of the whole of society.
Now, this is interesting because this meeting did point out a fact that in many ways Christians are together and being a minority in the Czech Republic. This has been a running theme that the Czech Republic is one of the most atheistic countries in Europe. But before the trip, Czech church leaders said even unbelievers are going to give the Pope a chance. Has that been the case?
Well, Charles, when I got here 2 days before the Pope's arrival, I was surprised to see the indifference of the people who didn't seem to care he was coming at all. In fact, some told me they were even irritated and worried that his presence in the city would create logistical traffic problems and so on. But since yesterday, things do appear to be changing. First of all, the press has completely changed its tone. Contrary to yesterday and Friday, front page articles are appearing on the daily newspapers, and journalists are taking the trouble to really listen to what the Pope has to say rather than just relate a series of prejudices and make superficial comments. I think the turning point came yesterday morning when the Czechs took stock of the warmth and of the humanity with which he spoke to the children and families in the Church of Our Lady of Victory. And I think this warmth has really seemed to warm everyone else up as well.
Right now, the Holy Father is, as we speak, listening to a concert being put on by some university students. He's, of course, right now in Prague Castle for a meeting with academic leaders. Can you tell us more about this meeting?
Well, let me say that the 15th century hall where the encounter is taking place is stunningly beautiful. It's part of the castle here in Prague. It's known as the Vladislav Hall. And it's the same place where Pope John Paul II met representatives of the Czech and Slovak academic public during his 1990 visit to what was then Czechoslovakia. Those invited to be present here this evening are rectors of Czech universities, professors, intellectuals, students. And one of the people, actually, that Vatican Radio's team of correspondents has had the chance to speak to since we've been in Prague is Jan Sokol, who was meant to be here this evening as well. Jan Sokol is a well-known philosopher and former dissident of the communist regime here, and he spoke to us about the relationship between intellectuals in the Catholic Church during those years and about their role in bringing down communism.
Today, the church has its own businesses and the academy as well. There are many people who are both, who are Christians and intellectuals. At the university, there are numerous Christians. In Prague, we have very good relations between university and the Archbishop, thanks to the last two rectors who are practicing Catholics. But else, they live in a bit different worlds. During the communist times, there were numerous, yes, personal unities, people who have been intellectuals and Christians, Catholics, Protestants, and there were two very important facts, things which made by the church. First was the pilgrimage in Moravia, in Velehrad, in 85, if I am right, where more than 100,000 people gathered and siphoned out a vice minister, a communist vice minister. This was a big scandal and a sign of a popular resistance against the regime. And then there was a petition for religious liberty, which was signed by, I think, 500,000 people, which in a small country is a big number. So these were contributions of the, in particular, of the Catholic Church to the fall of communism.
My thanks go to Linda Bordoni for her reports from Prague. She will be with us tomorrow with all the latest from Pope Benedict's apostolic voyage to the Czech Republic.